With this Spotlight on the Arts for KASU, I'm Marty Scarborough. Time now for my monthly visit with representatives from the Foundation of Arts from here in Jonesboro. And joining me first in the studio today is Christy Pulliam, Community Development Director. Welcome to KASU, Christy.
It's great to be here, Marty. Thanks for having us.
I know this is the time of year when we're finally kind of getting back into routines after the Christmas holidays. And I know that you've had your weekly classes have gotten underway now at the Foundation of Arts. But if someone didn't sign up for some of those weekly classes, tell us about the other opportunities they have for maybe some one-time arts classes that are being offered by the Foundation.
Listen, Marty, I love the workshops that we do up there. We offer a lot of different workshops in dance, ballet, drama, art workshops. And they're on Saturdays generally, but we've started a new thing called Workshop Wednesdays. And those workshops are just, they're opportunities for you to get involved at the Foundation in some classes, maybe dabble a little bit for one morning or one afternoon, and see if you would like to continue that maybe next fall or through the summer. And it's just a great way to just get in there and kind of get your feet wet and decide what you really, really would like to do long term.
Well, Christy, I know that, of course, the Foundation is thought of for its workshops for all ages, but probably the most visible, the first thing on the top of people's mind when they think about Foundation of Arts are stage productions at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro. And would you introduce our next guest to talk about the next production?
Yes. You know, our community theater, that part of our mission is really important to us. And Emily Strode is really a long-time volunteer. She started out with us as a volunteer, but now she helps out on the crew as well. She's the assistant director for The Wind in the Willows, and I'm going to let you take it away, Emily,
okay.
Describing our next awesome production.
Our stage production of The Wind in the Willows is based off of the book, and it is a little snippet from the book. It's not the entire book, and it is about a toad who loves to drive cars, and he gets into all sorts of trouble for driving cars and has wrecks, and his animal friends are trying to help him solve his issues with driving cars.
So there have been many different stage adaptations of The Wind in the Willows over the last 100+ years since the book was written. What is unique and different about this particular stage production? Is it a musical? Is it a straight play? Is it with child actors? Is it with adults? Tell us a little bit about that aspect of this production.
This is a straight play. There's no music, singing, or anything. It is a lot of adults are in this show, and then we have a few in the 11 to 12-year-old range and some high school students, and so there's a little bit in those age ranges in there.
Well, something like this, The Wind in the Willows, has been a familiar part of children's literature, like I said, for over 100 years. What do you think is appealing about this story so much for it to be so long-lasting and to make connections with so many different generations?
I think it's just the story of you know, friendship amongst the characters and trying to help each other through things.
You know, Emily, I would like to chime in on that too, because I think it's such a great story of community.
Yes.
And how different members of the community come together to help each other grow and learn.
Right.
And that makes it, of course, doubly appropriate for the Foundation of Arts.
Yes.
Well, when you're talking about a work whose main characters are animals, the immediate assumption is that this is a play that's appropriate for all ages. Is that correct?
Yes, that is true. It's good for parents and children and people of all ages, yes.
And again, you can go to the website, foajonesboro.org, for the details on the production dates and times.
Mm-hmm.
And with anything that goes on in a nonprofit organization of this scale and of this scope, it takes money, and of course there are admission costs to get into to productions there at the Foundation. But also, I know, Christy, that you have fundraisers, one of which is coming up in a few weeks.
We've got this great 5K coming up in March. It's a 5K run walk, FOA Family 5K actually is the name of it. And if you go on our website, you can click on and click a link to register for it. We're really excited about it. It has been very popular in the past 2 years that we have done it, and hope we just get more and more community members coming on just to walk it if you're not a runner. But certainly runners all over love this 5K.
Christy Pulliam is the Community Development Director of the Foundation of Arts, and she was joined in the studio today with Emily Stroud, who is the Assistant Director of Wind in the Willows, the upcoming production at the Forum in downtown Jonesboro. Again, more information about all the activities of the foundation can be found at their website, foajonesboro.org.